3 quick points on the story that we read this morning. First of all, if you look at page 200, Jacob divides everyone up into two camps, and then he sends gifts on ahead, and then he sends his family across the river on the assumption that if all of them meet Esau first, then he might be spared. First of all, the question is, he divides up in two camps and he says, well, maybe one will be destroyed, maybe Esau will destroy one and the other will get away. And I just want to say that the Tosefet Bracha has a very nice comment on that. He says, why doesn't he think that he'll destroy both camps? Why does he think one will get destroyed and the other will get away? It's equally plausible that Esau will go after both. And his answer is that there's a comment somewhere in the Talmud that says when you pray, half of your prayer gets answered. So he says maybe he prayed for both camps. He figures one will be covered by the prayer, the other one, not so much. But I just want to make 2 points about Jacob's, first his struggle with the angel and then the result of it. First of all, what interests me about Jacob's struggle with the angel is that when you're in a fight and you win the fight, you want to send the other person away humiliated and you feel relieved that it's over. And you won, and you're exultant. But that's not Jacob's reaction. Jacob's reaction is to ask to be blessed by the being, whatever that being is, that he's just vanquished, which teaches 2 lessons. First of all, that everyone has a blessing for you. Even the people that you've proven yourself in some way superior to, which Jacob just did to the angel, still has a blessing for him. And second, that there is a blessing in every struggle, if you look for it. Jacob could have just thought of this as a terrible thing, but instead he turned it into a blessing, and that's why he becomes Yisrael. And then, interestingly enough, I don't know exactly, although there are hints in the text, what Jacob planned when he divided up the camp into two, but look at page 203, chapter 33, and we're going to look at a very, very puzzling verse during the sermon from this parsha, a verse that really seems to have no good explanation. I have a suggestion for you, but we'll get to that later. It says, looking up, Jacob saw Esau coming accompanied by 400 men. He divided the children among Leah, Rachel, the 2 maids, putting the maids and their children first, Leah and her children next, Rachel and Joseph last. Okay, first of all, that gives you the order of his affection, right? We learn that in the Joseph story. But then look what he does. He himself went on ahead. He doesn't use his wives and his children to soften Esau's heart. He goes first. And it did not look, if you read carefully beforehand, it did not look like that was his intention before he wrestled with the angel. But now he's a new person. Remember, before then, he was always scheming, always trying to find an angle, always trying to work the odds. But now he realizes that the only way to face his demons is to face them directly. And so instead of sending his children first, or his wives first, or anyone else, he goes on ahead. It sort of reminds me of the procedure of the Israeli army, right? Where the commanders go in front with the troops. They don't stand back and send the troops ahead of them. And that's what Jacob does here. And I think that it's a beautiful testament to the way in which his struggle has changed him. So we get from this at least 3 lessons. One is that every struggle has a blessing. The second is that you can be blessed by people of all different kinds. Everyone contains a blessing. And the third is that one of the ways that the blessing ought to change you is that you take responsibility for your own choices and your own life. Because remember, the only reason Esau is angry is not for what Leah or Rachel did, it's for what Jacob did. So there is contained in this brief incident a lot of very beautiful Torah, and I just wanted to point it out to you, and we will look more at the parsha later. Let's invite everybody to come in.